Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. It's Canterath back here with you as we continue on our mornings, listening to hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but also talking about what's going on here in our North Platte community, but also the surrounding communities as well. But hey, we welcome in one of our weekly guests, Haven Smith, the Mid Plains United Way Executive Director. And Haven, good morning.
Good morning.
And, how are we doing with this nice weather?
Awesome. Good to see some good weather with the little bit of the wind calming down, but not really. But anything is good.
That's better. I mean,
there was earlier this week.
The one time we jinxed the snow. We were jinxing. I think when that snowstorm came, we were talking about. I would say we jinxed it. By we, me. I can't take the full blame.
We put it out there in the universe and it happened.
Me knocking on the wood did not help. But Haven Smith joining us today for our weekly conversation, which is going on the Mid Plains United Way. And we'll kind of dive right into it. Haven, it looks like the Senior Center needs some volunteers to deliver meals here in North Platte.
Yeah, I actually just read that on your wall just now. And the Senior Center is one of our partner agencies. We provide funding for their home delivered meals. And so seeing a sign that they need volunteers to deliver those meals, I thought I should maybe say something about it. The Senior Center delivers over 27,000 meals a year to seniors and the disabled who are homebound and need some help getting meals to them. And so if there's anybody who can volunteer to take on that position of delivering meals to them, that is so appreciated and so needed in our community. It's 10:30 to 12:30 Monday through Friday, and you don't have to do it every day. You can pick a day. But the Senior Center would just really like somebody who can be consistent with it. And so that way, you know, like even if it's over your lunch hour, some businesses have people who do that. That works too. It's just a really needed volunteer position that we need to get filled.
100%. And, you know, now that we're going to start getting to our warmer months and more people, I mean, it's like your school teachers, maybe some of your older students not being in school here, it's like great opportunity.
And yeah, it is.
Even the summertime, I think with the school systems here, I believe that both school systems that you have to have volunteer hours to graduate. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is something that for some, maybe some kids getting ready to become a senior, they need volunteer hours. This can probably be something to work for them.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's continue on our conversation. I know that, the nonprofit supplying and funding, that's going to be announced here pretty soon within the next couple of weeks, but it sounds like the presentations are taking place.
Yeah, so we have spent the last couple of nights with our board and with our community nonprofits who are applying for funding. They've been doing their presentations, and I just want to say, take this moment to say that when you listen to these presentations, along with the site visits that our board members have been making to their organizations, you just realize how important these nonprofit organizations are to our community, everything that they do, all the people that they serve. And just listening to them and do their presentations and show how they impact the community, it just makes you realize just how needed the funding is for them.
And then it sounds like, I know I kind of alluded, but when will we have the announcement for the next, for the next year's recipients here?
So we're hoping to make our announcement before the end of next week. So we'll do a press release and get some good pictures taken with the people who are awarded funds. And so, I think next week, mid to late next week.
Well, perfect there. Mid Plains United Way Executive Director Haven Smith joining us here in studio today. Just kind of talk about what's going on with the Mid Plains United Way. Give us an update. And speaking of an update, the campaign is nearing to an end. Kind of give us an update of how that's been going.
Right. So we are coming to the end, to the finish line of our campaign. Our campaign goal is $200,000. We're sitting at about $169,000 right now. So we still need about $30,000 or a little bit more to make our goal. And that is important because that allows us to give the funding to those nonprofit organizations that I was talking about earlier who apply for funding through us. And when you make your donation to us, that's where it goes to. It goes to organizations that serve your community right here in North Platte and the surrounding counties. So it's really important. If you guys could make your donations, you can send in checks. You can do donations online. We just set up a way to make a monthly donation. So that's a good way to be able to do, you know, $10, $20, $50 a month. Something a little bit smaller that doesn't hurt the checkbook, the pockets so much. And you can do that at MidPlainsUnitedWay.com.
And then another big thing as well, coming up here in North Platte on May 8th is Giving Day.
Yes. Giving Day is through the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation. And that's when they, you know, they do a very well-publicized Giving Day. But for us, that also means that donations can be made online with no fees attached to it. So that means that, like, instead of taking, you know, like credit cards take the percentage when they're processed, everything Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation takes care of that for us. And we're grateful for them. And then the full donation comes back to United Way.
Well, perfect there. And Haven, I know last week you mentioned on air that there might be a fun announcement coming here next week. And it sounds like that announcement for an event in June.
It is. We are getting so very close to be able to have all the details ready for our human tractor pull. And we're looking at June 18th for a date. To be have the competition kind of alongside the prime rib, the Lincoln County Cattlemen's Association prime rib feed downtown, and the human tractor pull. Like I said, we're putting the details together. It'll be like 4 to 6 people pulling a tractor about 15 feet being timed, and the team with the best time wins. And so we're inviting businesses, police departments, fire departments, sports teams, FFA, teams within different high schools to participate and just to have some good friendly rivalry and for a good cause.
Hey, nothing wrong having a good cause and fun as well. Well, Haven, any final thoughts?
Just looking for the future, looking towards June 30th is the end of our fiscal year, the end of our campaign. And so we're just really looking forward to all the efforts that we are putting forth from here to then to meet our campaign goals and do some good in the community.
Well, perfect there. Haven, thanks for taking the time for joining us today. Have a great day and enjoy the warm weather this weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.